Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Hey, what's going on? So we got the Grand Water Trine being activated again by a different planet, this time Venus. We got the Grand Water Trine being activated by Venus. It was Mars, Mercury, the Sun, Mercury, right? So the title of this is When Love Meets Memory. Right? And so Venus enters the Grand Water Trine at 24 degrees, right? Which means they got other planets at 24 degrees. What planets are those? That's Saturn at 25 degrees. And Saturn's a day or two away from coming out of retrograde. We also got Jupiter retrograde at 24 degrees, Cancer, right? And we got Venus, one of the, it's called the lesser benefic. Venus is entering, activating this grand water trine. What is a trine? A trine is when you have two planets 120 degrees away from each other, aspecting. But a grand trine is when you have three, all at 120, creating a energy of flow, right? Now, Venus entering into this grand trine, it shifts the water narrative from analysis with Mercury to embodiment, embodying energy, right? Mercury, when Mercury hit this grand trine, it was retrograde, and it was about dissecting the truth. You know, Scorpio likes the truth. Now, Venus, Mercury exited the stage, and then Mercury will be back, but Mercury exited the stage, and Venus has taken the stage now inside this grand water trine, right? So, and I mentioned that they had the other two planets, Jupiter retrograde in Cancer at 24 degrees and water. And Jupiter is about ancestral love. Jupiter in Cancer, exalted in Cancer, is about ancestral love, inherited emotional wisdom. Inherited Cancer is family, right? Ancestral roots, family roots. Saturn is in Pisces. Like I said, it's about to go direct in Pisces. It's about, Saturn in Pisces is about spiritual devotion and compassionate discipline. Compassionate discipline. Now Venus, with Venus joining this trine, it's like the universe is moves from understanding with Mercury to valuing. Value. What does this actually mean? And what do I actually want now? So Mercury, when Mercury activated the trine, Mercury was asking, what is the truth? Venus now stepping into this is asking, what, after seeing the truth, what gets to stay? What stays? Venus in Scorpio Venus condition in Scorpio is in detriment, and Venus in Scorpio isn't like soft romance. It's about transformational love, the kind that survives endings, finds beauty and shadow. What's up, Chris? Venus values emotional truth over comfort. Venus in Scorpio loves what's real, not what's easy. Venus in Scorpio finds beauty in depth. Venus in Scorpio finds beauty in the shadow. Venus in Scorpio finds beauty in honesty. Venus in Scorpio commits to what requires transformation. Venus in Scorpio is about desires at the soul level, intimacy, intuic. Venus in Scorpio magnetizes through authenticity and power. Venus in Scorpio says, show me what's real and I'll show you what matters. Right? And so, like I said, Venus is taking the place of Mercury at the same degree of this trine. So Venus, Mercury in Scorpio, Scorpio is the detective, and Mercury and Scorpio wanted to examine things. It wanted to name things. It wanted to decode things. It wanted to understand things. Now you switch up the planet, right? Go from mind and perception and communication. You switch that up to Venus, and what's Venus about? Value, what you attract, and all of that. And so Venus in Scorpio switches that energy up to values and attraction and choices and love. Mercury gave us the information in the Grand Trine. Venus shows us the meaning of the Grand Trine. What really matters? The number 24 is love tested and proven. 2 + 4 = 6 if you break 24 down. 6 is the number of Venus. Harmony, choice, relationship, value. Responsibility in love. So, this grand water trine, here they come. Already? You got questions already? Yep, sure do. Grand water trine questions. What do you value? What do you value now that the truth is clear? What do you value now that the truth is clear? What up, Anthony? What relationship survived the depth work? All right. So if you're going in, you're trying to transform, you're going through all of that. And you come up out of that, what relationship survived that? You know, because a lot of times people like the person who you was, not who you turned into. And so when that happens, you know, who survives? Who's still around? What beauty emerges from your transformation? Something that wasn't appealing to you, now after this transformation, is very appealing. What do you love after the investigation is complete? After you sit down and you did the deep work and all of that, and you investigated, is what you love still the same? So this Venus activating this grand water trine is about love at the level of soul contract type love. And you know, y'all people be out here running around talking about twin flying crap. Venus at 24 degrees Scorpio, Venus attracts like a magnet, and Scorpio likes to go deep. So magnetic depth, attraction through authenticity. You know, Scorpio likes truth, and you can't be authentic if you're out here not being truthful. Value through transformation. What Venus magnetizes here, people who can meet your truth. You could attract people who can meet your truth. Not everybody can handle your truth. You know, resources align with your transformation. Beauty with staying power. Attract beauty with staying power. Power, Scorpio. Love, Venus, unafraid of shadow, Scorpio. Relationships, deserving of intimacy. Not everybody you meet or come in contact with deserves an intimate relationship with you. And intimacy is not just sex. It's a deepness, a deep connection. You don't need to be deeply connected to everybody. Not everybody actually deserves that. Venus in Scorpio wants to attract what matches Venus's depths. This is bonding at the soul level. Bonding, does that sound scary? Bonding at the soul level. Hey, we can get bonded. Yeah, we cool and all that. But at the soul level, man, that's some deep ass. Right? So Jupiter retrograde in Cancer is about, by the way, you got Venus activating it. Ancestral love, Cancer family. Jupiter in Cancer is about emotional nourishment, inherited values, family wisdom. Retrograde, review, rewind, reminisce. So here we're reviewing, rewinding, reminiscing. What love did you inherit it from your family? Was it healthy love? Was it toxic love? What love language was handed down to you? Jupiter in Cancer, this is reviewing about how belonging has formed in you. You're reviewing what home truly means to you. What emotional abundance Where emotional abundance is blocked, Jupiter is the greater benefic. Jupiter wants to bring gifts. And it's linked with Saturn, and Saturn likes to block stuff, right? So where emotional abundance is blocked. Everybody talk about, I want an unconditional love relationship, right? What does unconditional love look like without fear? If you stripped away all the fear and things you were scared about, what would unconditional love look like? Jupiter in Cancer retrograde is trying to redefine how you nourish yourself and others. How you nourish yourself and others. Cancer is ruled by the moon, and the moon likes to, it can be like the mind nourishing, right? Then the third planet in the mix, right, coming up out of there is Saturn in Pisces. And Saturn in Pisces is sitting over there at 25 degrees. The committed surrender. Saturn in Pisces is about structured spirituality, mature devotion, and karmic bonds. Karmic bonds. Saturn, the Lord of Karma. Saturn in Pisces gives form to compassion. Saturn in Pisces has been testing, Saturn lesson, your spiritual commitment. Pisces, spiritual. What? The universe be testing us? You sure do. Are you passing or failing? Are you an AC, A student, B student, C student, or are you flunking the class? Saturn in Pisces is trying to solidify the lessons it's been trying to teach you since it's been in Pisces. Because, you know, that's why it retrograded back here. Saturn went into Aries, got up there, turned around, looked back and said, I ain't finished. I gotta go back. I thought they had it. I thought they got it, but I gotta go back and give a refresher course. And so Saturn had to dip on back in Pisces. It went all the way back to about 24 degrees. Now it's a day away from coming up out of retrograde and start heading on back. So heading on back to Aries. Have you done the work? The review period is over. Hey, these lessons and all of that with Saturn was trying to do in Pisces, the time is ticking. Saturn in Pisces was trying to get you to create boundaries around your empathy. Saturn in Pisces is about karmic love contracts. Saturn in Pisces demands mature devotion. What's the difference between mature devotion and immature devotion? What does that look like? Saturn says, love requires commitment. Commitment? Yeah. I used to know somebody that was the trigger word to them. Commitment. Compassion requires boundaries. Faith requires discipline. Love is a spiritual practice. What? Practice. Love, spiritual, and practice together? Oh, no wonder they be failing up out of this bitch. Don't nobody want to practice. I just want to play the game. Practice. Practice. Not a game. Not a game. Practice. Saturn in Pisces is love as a spiritual practice. Now, Venus, when Venus activates the Jupiter-Saturn trine, you can think about it, because not only is but Saturn and Jupiter are trying to each other. So there's a water story that's been going on. And what's, you know, and now Venus is coming in and activating it. Why? Because Venus is the fast, out of the three, Venus is the faster moving planet. So it's the one that's activating it. In this activation, we talked about Saturn mature, emotional maturity in relationships. Emotional maturity in relationships, what does that look like? It looks stable, expansive, and honest. Those are things you will see in emotionally mature relationships. Stability, growth, and honesty. Number two, magnetic attraction to your emotional truth. You pull in what matches your depth, nothing less. So if you're swimming on the surface and you're attracting surface level stuff, hey, that shows where you at. Are you at the surface, or are you, you know, right beneath the surface? Or are you down there deep? Not everybody can swim down to the bottom of the pool. If you somebody that can swim down to the bottom of the pool, should you be somebody that, you know, with somebody who's in the kiddie pool, wading, scared to put their head under the water? Value alignment with soul purpose. Value, Venus, alignment with soul purpose, Saturn. Desire shift, priorities sharpen. Beauty from transformation. What does beauty from transformation? Life's aesthetics change because you change. Huh? Yo, that scenery that you've been passing by looking at, that scenery has been there this whole time. You just didn't notice it. Now that you changed, you notice, oh wow, look how beautiful that is. But you've been passing it. You done passed that shit 1,000 times. Why don't you take notes? Because something in you changed that made you appreciate that more. Ancestral healing through love. Remember, Jupiter in Cancer is connected to family. Saturn in Pisces is trying to dissolve patterns. So ancestral healing through love is patterns dissolving, blessings being activated. And lastly, spiritual romance. Connections carry weight, purpose, and destiny. All of that stuff could be, you can see some of all of that stuff happening. Some, one or all, or a version of some of that happening for you currently. All right? Like I said, Saturn is stationing direct. The stationing is about the dissolving is complete. The review period is coming to a finish. If you've been feeling unstable in that Pisces area, structure should be returning. What you've been looking at and all that manifestations of what you've been trying to transform can start to begin. Mercury investigated, Saturn dissolves and stabilizes. Saturn going direct is trying to seal the lesson, and Venus names the value. Why is this value? Is this value? Venus arrives as the reward. And what is Venus coming to reveal? Venus is coming to reveal what gets to stay. Venus is, hey, Scorpio. Venus is trying to reveal what is real. Venus is trying to reveal what is valuable. Venus is trying to reveal what has survived the trip through the underworld. You know, Venus been going through it, you know. Venus went through Virgo, and that's its fall, and it passed over the south node. So it was trying to be being refined. Venus was being refined. Then Venus got a little reprieve going into her own domicile, which is Libra, and for 30, off the top of the head, but then went into Scorpio, his detriment. So, hey, if you think about the chronology, hey, refinement, walking away, south node, Virgo, to Libra, hey, let me try to find balance now with all the stuff I had to refine and all of that. Hey, now I'm in Scorpio, let me see the truth of everything after this refinement. Now, what gets to stay? All right. When it comes to love and war and these water signs, Scorpio is about death, power, and intimacy. Cancer is about nourishing, belonging, and memory. And Pisces is about devotion, transcendence, and unconditionality. So putting them all together, you got deep, depth, safety, and faith. Passion, protection, and surrender. Transformation, home, and spirit. Just trying to put the blueprint together for mature, soulful love. Mature, soulful love. Anybody want that? Mature, soulful love? Now, what Venus is trying to attract when it's activating this grand water trine, when it comes to relationships, people who meet your depth. Venus is trying to attract your soul family, transformative partners, karmic ties, vulnerability based on connection. You know, Venus rules Libra and Taurus, so Venus also can attract resources and opportunities. You can see support from unexpected places, creative opportunities aligned with your truth, financial or ancestral blessings, work that reflects your values. The inner shift, that's inner water, right? Realizing what you actually value, being more authentically attracting what you truly want, not based on false is, remember, Scorpio, true. Scorpio is about transformation, so it's about shifting desires, depth over surface, love as a spiritual practice. Now, with all things, there is a good and bad, light and shadow. So the shadow side of this energy is Venus and Scorpio will not tolerate anything surface level. Venus and Scorpio will not tolerate emotional avoidance, any dishonesty. Venus and Scorpio don't want anybody that can't handle your growth. Growth? I don't want no part of growth. Growth is painful. You ever heard of growing pains? Venus and Scorpio won't tolerate performance over authenticity, commitment over depth. Hey, you committed to me, but you, do you have any depth? Nah. Expansion over safety. Venus, I don't want none of that. Venus becomes a filter separating what's real from what's false. What does that mean? It means if something ends, it wasn't built for the new transformed version, for the transformed version of yourself. So if things is falling away and all of that, and if you have been doing the work and doing the transforming, this stuff can't handle the new version of yourself. When the sun hit and activated this grand water trine, it was revealing the truth. And the sun said, this is what it is. Then Mercury retrograde in Scorpio came and investigated it, the truth, and tried to figure out, Mercury the mind, what does this mean? Now Venus in Scorpio is evaluating what matters and what gets to stay. The sun showed it. Mercury understood it. Venus decides what you love now. Now it's time for you to do the investigation work. What investigation work? You need to be paying attention. Paying attention to what? Notice the new attractions. Notice if you're attracting anything new. And if that is, choose depth. Let authenticity magnetize. Value what survived the transformation. Commit to what has spiritual weight. Receive ancestral support. Are you connected to your ancestors? Are you, you know? Trust your new aesthetic. You know, coming out of transformation, you know, you walking different and talking different, but it's hard to have confidence in into that. Now, what it's not time to do is it's not time to settle. It's not time to force shallow connections. Devalue your transformation. Rush without emotional safety and ignore what you're drawn to. Don't ignore what you're being drawn to. There's something for there in there for you to see and understand and investigate. Now, questions. Venus questions for you. What? Yeah. You ask me questions, in the beginning. Yeah, I got some more. Venus questions. What do I actually value now? What do I actually value now? What do you actually value now? Has it changed? Has your value system and what you see changed? Who and what, this is what, make sure you, this is stuff you're supposed to be noticing and paying attention to. Who and what survived the depth work? Who and what survived the depth work? What kind of love am I ready to receive? What type of love are you ready to receive after the transformation? Where am I settling for less than my soul level connection? Where am I settling for less than soul level connection? Oh, I'm connected. I mean, it ain't at the soul level, but at least it's something. Is that settling? What beauty is emerging from my shadow? What beauty is emerging from my shadow? What ancestral patterns around love am I healing? What ancestral patterns around love am I healing? What spiritual commitment is being asked of me? What spiritual commitment is being asked of me? Who am I becoming in relationships? If you have been transforming and all of that stuff, who are you becoming in your new version of relationships? We had, in February, we had the new moon in Pisces connected to this Grand Water Trine, and it was dissolved. That's when the dissolving began. June, we had the Cancer new moon, and that was the emotional seed being planted. November, that's when the sun illuminated the truth in the Grand Trine. Then a couple of days later, Mercury came in to do the investigation. Saturn going direct is trying to seal the lesson, and now Venus activating the Grand Trine is about valuation and magnetism. The sun is revelation. Mercury is investigation. Venus is the valuation of the matter. Things that could be manifested romance-wise, deep connections. You could attract karmic partners. By the way, when I say karmic partners, that, if you look at it, it'd be, look, hey, that could be, I'm bringing you your karma to pay you back for the good stuff you did, or are they coming back to teach you about some of the shadow stuff you was out here doing? All right, returning past, you can see returning past lovers, soul contracts being activated. Create, when it comes to your creativity and stuff like that, you It's a shadow inspired art. If we, you know, water is going into the depths of emotions and stuff like that. So you can see shadow inspired art, valuable. You could see people expressing vulnerability. True. Vulnerability. An art, right? Hey, what does that mean? People making it personal. Hey, I'm sitting up here talking, but then all of a sudden I become vulnerable, exposing some of the personal stuff, right? You can see that going on in art. And watch for this stuff in when you're scrolling through social media and stuff like that. Purpose-based projects. Now, Venus is about, it rules Taurus, and Taurus is connected to the second house and value, but value also is in value itself and self-worth. And at this time, you could see your true value being finally recognized. No more shrinking yourself. Right? And when you're no longer shrinking yourself and being your authentic, you could attract more authentic connection. Like I said, that would be the Libra part of Venus. Material resources with Venus, with Jupiter in Cancer, ancestral support with resources, aligned opportunities, spiritual abundance, spiritual Pisces, Saturn over there in Pisces, abundance with the Jupiter. Venus activating this Scorpio Grand Trine with Jupiter and Saturn is like soul contract moments. Love meant for you. Work meant for you. Truth that was meant for you. A value system that was meant for you. What you attract now reflects the depth of your transformation. The sun revealed, Mercury understood, Venus loves. Venus is now with this grand trine asking you, now that you know who you are, what do you love? What has value now? Who and what gets to stay? The heart, your heart is trying to align with the truth. And when structure returns, this attraction begins. You need to trust what comes towards you, trust what falls away, and trust what you magnetize now. But you better be paying attention. Questions about Venus activating this grand water trine with Jupiter and Saturn. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Right? So, with that being said, thank y'all for rocking with me. You know how I end this note. I said, balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and would like one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, but your chart, cash at me $20 with your birth info and I'll record one and drop it in the feed. Tips also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full readings at iamastrologyreadings.com, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal,
all that I Am Astrology readings. My brother's got to eat too. I appreciate you in advance.